On this week's show, Accounting for Loss in Construction with Bryce Wisen from Levigo. All right, we're here. It's a couple of mountain people getting together. Took us a little while to get recording, guys, I'm going to be honest, because Bryce was showing me some trails, some things near him. We were talking a little mountain fun. So, Bryce, say hello to everybody.
Hello, my pleasure to be here. And I'm not just saying that because we talked about mountains in the lead-in.
Yeah, we talked about a little mountains, a little mountain biking, a little skiing, a little fat biking. So, you know.
Got a little rowdy.
I mean, we're not leaving ourselves enough a lot of time. And I think we could have a whole discussion about trails and Strava and whatnot. But
indeed. You
know, we got to do that. We got to do that contact thing. So we'll be right back. Hang on. We're back on YouTube. Check us out at youtube.com/@thecontentcrew. We got new stuff coming for you guys this year. We're going to switch it up a little. You might have noticed it already. Maybe you didn't. If you didn't, well, you better check it out. Are you tired of all the talk about solving the industry's problems and you just want to roll up your sleeves with the industry's best and brightest? Well, the CPC's returning to Denver, Colorado from April 8th to 10th for the 5th annual AEC Integration Summit. That's right, participate in one of the four teams' topics, from frictionless change orders to AI for issue resolution. Identify root causes of these shared pains and discover new approaches to solving. Learn more at constructionprogress.org/AECI Summit 26. The problems you learn to solve could be your own. Join us there. All right, we're back. So besides sharing fantastically wonderful hobbies in the mountains of Utah, and I'm in the mountains of Colorado, we're sisterly that way, or brotherly, indeed, however you want to call it. You know, you guys get the snow before we do, so we know when it's coming. But what got you here? Tell everybody a little bit about Bryce.
A little bit about Bryce. I'm a construction accounting nerd through and through. I have been part of the construction industry most of my life and a good chunk of my career. And where it started, my dad was a construction CPA. So a lot of times around dinner, we'd hear about contractors and construction stories. My summer jobs were with contractors. And then second stop in my career was as a CPA in public practice, focused on the construction industry. And I just loved it. Such a good fit for me in terms of personality, the optimistic nature of the contractors, how smart they are, how hard they work. And it's been a real labor of love for me to work with contractors for most of my career.
I mean, it's kind of crazy because we hear a lot of the folks that come on the show have, you know, parents, family members historically inside of construction. I gotta say, this is the first time somebody said my dad was an accounting nerd and talked about construction accounting at dinner. That is a first. Construction at dinner, not construction accounting at dinner. I don't know if that was a way for you to eat up fast and get out, but it sounds like you enjoyed it.
Some would call it a disadvantaged childhood. For me, it was fantastic. Right up my alley.
Oh, that's awesome. And I mean, I know we didn't talk much about this ahead of time, but there's a lot of difference when you say accounting in construction is very different. And I wonder if you can kind of break it out, because I think people don't give that enough of its credit.
So it's interesting that you say that, because I wrote what I thought was just a very simple post in LinkedIn that got a lot of traction. I tell my teenagers I'm an influencer now because it got over 100,000 views. And basically the gist of the post was construction accounting is different. And it really hit a nerve with people who understand that construction accounting is different. How is it different? Well, accounting in a lot of industries is really a historical record-keeping function. In construction, it's much more than that. Why? If you look at any sort of bidding or estimating cost projection on the construction side, all you're doing is taking your understanding of job costing, your understanding of what it takes you to actually perform in the field, and projecting it forward. So what's job costing? What is that? That's accounting. So I look at construction and say, well, at accounting in construction, and believe that, yeah, accounting is really part of the operational side of the business because it plays such an important factor in contractors securing work. The other area where it plays so heavily into the industry is on the performance measurement side. A lot of emerging contractors come to realize very quickly that they outgrow their ability to manage jobs by being on site and by being close enough to the jobs. And so what they have to do is they have to change the way they manage. And one of the ways they can get more data about their jobs is having robust job costing and really taking a look at what do we bid for the job? What's the job costing us so far? Where are we good? Where are we over budget? Where are we under budget? And so again, accounting in construction plays such a critical role in the operational side of the business in ways that I think it doesn't as much in other industries.
I mean, I would double down on that. I know it does not. Being someone who's been in multiple other industries, the complexity of job cost accounting really surprised me when I got here. I will be honest. I mean, I helped build ERP system in previous life and worked on that world and implemented multiple different types in multiple different verticals. Job cost accounting is the number one reason, in my opinion, that we really still in construction technology don't have an ERP system because of the failure to understand exactly what you just said. And I have a really unique audience, right? Like, so for my, you know, estimators and my BIM and VDC folks, this might bore you for a second, but this is for the founders out there, the people building software that don't understand what is job cost accounting. Can you define it? Because I think that definition might be really important to people who think they're building a better way or a better mousetrap or whatever marketing slogan you want this week.
Yeah, what is job costing? It's measuring what matters. It's what does it cost you to perform in the field? Now, it's easy. Everyone gets the labor and the materials right. The things that you can go to the job site, look at, and point to, everyone job costs those. Here's where it starts to get a little more complicated. What about your estimators? What about the estimating software? What about the project management software? What about safety training? What about fuel? What about yard expenses? How do we properly allocate equipment expenses? All of those require cash out of pocket, bill paid, and they're all required to perform in the field. The question is, how do you allocate those to jobs? And how do you do so in a way that makes sense? And that provides you with the mechanism to get intel about how those jobs are actually performing. And if you're doing it well, what your job costing today, what you're learning from your jobs today is going to help you on tomorrow's jobs, not just financially, but operationally. So how do I define job cost? I call it measuring what matters. It's what does it cost to perform in the field? It's far more complicated than people think.
Yeah. I mean, this was an early on issue, like for time cards. I was working on time cards originally, and it was the job cost structure for Mason in the field to understand and job costs. They have to pick which work they're on. Those categories have to be available. And if you open up your job cost, you know, in our world, we used to be able to just open that up to everybody, right? And you just go in and you pick, you know, in other industries, you go in and pick, oh, this is what I'm doing. And it's done.
It's done. Yep. Very easy.
That is not how it is in construction at all.
No, sir.
I mean, the first time I did an import with that and tried to make an ADP time card work with that, I vomited what came out because of my own misunderstanding of how it actually worked. So, I mean, that's what's amazing. It's not simple.
Indeed.
And those buckets don't roll back up. And man, I cannot tell you how many companies hit exactly what you said. They bid and they estimate in one fashion. And they buy out and work in another fashion, and they bill in yet another, and none of those connects to each other.
We see that again and again, and that's a real missed opportunity for contractors to gather intel about how they're really doing, getting feedback on estimating, on field supervision. Yeah, it's, but it is tough. It is challenging.
Now, it's challenging, and it's not a sexy part of the work. Let's be honest, right? Like,
You cut me deep. Okay, I'll try to overcome
look,
that.
So listen, I've spent my whole career trying to make IT cool. It's just not. But you know, that's all right. We can admit it, but we can try to make it cool. But,
agree to disagree.
Yeah, there you go. See, so it does. It drives business, and it drives. Financial outcome. I've always said this, right? Like, money's not why we're in construction. I don't believe at most companies There's a love for masonry. There's a love for electrical. There's a love for what they're doing, but it's the fuel that makes that car run, right? You don't get to do those things unless you're bidding correctly, winning good work, and it being as profitable as it can be. And I don't think we think about some of the struggles that are being experienced right now. And that's why we had you on the show today. It was like, what are some of the struggles that you're seeing in that world right now around construction accounting?
Well, I think the biggest one is contractors look at jobs almost as isolated units. So what I mean is they look at it and they say, well, if this job goes well, I'm going to earn X amount of dollars on the job. And that may very well be true. And in many cases, they're good at those kinds of predictions. The problem is that cash flow is path dependent, and being able to manage the business and the cash flow throughout the job while maintaining and performing in other jobs is an extraordinarily different ask than just saying, am I going to make money at the end of the job? And so that, to me, is the big challenge, is recognizing that we're not talking about just these end games where we finish the job and we've made X amount of dollars, because that really doesn't serve us. What we need to be talking about, and what we need, the right kind of information, the right tools, the right people, the right mindset, the right approach, is how are we going to cash flow these jobs? And that's a very difficult conversation from, are we making money on this? Are we going to make money on this job?
We're going to use that to segue into this for a second, because it was at a CFMA event for the first time that I heard that 70% of contractors who go out of business, trade contractors, I believe is the quote, that go out of business, are profitable at the time they go out of business. It's a cash flow issue. And yeah, it's amazing that that statistic is real. I've double checked it a few times, and at the time it was real, because pretty much trade contractors are financing jobs.
Exactly. Yeah, contractors go out of business when things are going well. They go out of business in the midst of a good job or a good string of jobs, and it's because of cash flow.
That doesn't compute for me. I've worked with, and we talked about a number of different people who we've connected with over the years trying to solve this problem, and I think it's a big issue, because one of the underlying problems in your world right now is, you know, we hear about the shortage of labor, right, across the board. We hear about it in estimating. We hear about it in BIM and VDC. We hear about it in the field. And you were raising it to me. It's true in accounting now too?
Very much so. Everything that you can say about the shortage of skilled labor in the trades is true in accounting. We do not have enough accountants. And the numbers are getting worse.
I mean, maybe we do have to make it sexy again. I don't know. We got to bring it back. Got to make it cool.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So how dire are we? Where are we with it? Because I think this kind of blew me away.
Bloomberg 2024, along with Fortune, did a study where they calculated there was an estimated 340,000 fewer accountants in the U.S. working than, I think it was about 10 years before. But they estimate that there's a current shortage of accountants in the U.S. of 340,000 accountants. That's a big number.
It is. And we continually say this, this is why it was interesting to me, is because we're not going to make that up in BIM and VDC. We're not going to make it up in estimating. We're not going to make it up in the field. And I don't think we're going to make it up in accounting either. So how are we going to solve this? Because we're looking at the other areas as well, and they're going through their own changes. How are we going to solve these problems?
So the profession, the accounting profession, has really tried to address this. They've got a couple of challenges right now. One is the graying of the profession. A recent study calculated that in 2019, 75% of CPAs in the U.S. had reached retirement age. So we do have quite a gusher of CPAs leaving the field. And similarly, we're trying to encourage people to enter accounting, but enrollment over a recent 10-year period was down 18.9%. So clearly, this is not a problem that's going to be solved in the near term by just attracting more people to the profession. For me, there are a couple of things that we really need to do. And number one, obviously, is going to be leveraging technology better. I would love to be able to sit here and say, Jeff, that, yeah, AI is ready to do a lot of the dirty work that we accountants do. It's not. It's really not. It can help magnify our efforts. It can help make us more efficient. It can help with some of the load. but it is not replacing accountants anytime soon. Very sad to hear that. Very sad to be able to say that, but that is the reality. Another thing that we need to do, especially in the construction industry, is really upskill and train the accounts that we do have and make them specialists in construction. My favorite trade association is CFMA, the Construction Financial Management Association. They put out fantastic content frequently on the business and financial aspects of the construction industry. There's a tremendous spirit of goodwill there, excellent community of people, resources to draw on. If I were a contractor today and I were worried about my accounting staff, I needed to upskill, I would start by looking at CFMA.
Fact track you there, because that's where those two ideas come together, right? The CFMA is a fantastic organization. I've worked with them previously, currently working a bit with Neil Shaw on the Construction Progress Coalition. So you guys know the show's associated with the Construction Progress Coalition. So we're very happy and very excited about the CFMA. Because it is, and if you guys don't know what it is, it's an accounting focused, financial management. I shouldn't say accounting, I should say financial management is focused organization that individuals join. You can join on behalf of your company, correct? But individuals join and they run so many resources for upskilling, for continued education.
So good.
And what I love about them, I found them through technology. Right. This show itself, you guys can look back in our history. We were at the Construction Financial Management Association's national conferences for years because we believed then, and I believe now, that that is one of the ways for this all to get better. I don't actually think it's necessarily with AI. I honestly think it's with really unflashy technology that captures in an organized fashion the laid out necessities for good groundwork for accounting, right? Nobody should be trying to have AI right now do your accounting for you. In fact, it's one of the things that's the most horrible at, right? Because it's non-deterministic. Deterministic means I give it A, I give it B, I get C every time. That is not AI right now. And it's not going to be for a while. So I think the blocking and tackling is understanding what do you need for good estimating and bidding when it comes to job costing and how is that going to maintain itself throughout your process? How are you going to use that once you win a job and buy out a job and get into the job? How are you going to do that and make it easy for that field person to fill out a time card, whether it's an individual or a crew time, and get it costed back? How are you going to gather percent completes better so that we can understand WIP? And for those out there, WIP, work in progress, right? One of the biggest, things that keeps coming back up at time and time again on how to manage where we're at. And I think it's technology, upskill, and accountants that really understand why construction is a different animal, is a way to start pushing this forward.
Yeah. Totally agree.
And I'm interested because we struggle in the industry to attract talent in all areas because I think we fail to show them how, you said this, you heard your dad talk about construction accounting and then you went into it. Why? I'm going to guess you probably love the industry and what's being built and you feel a part of it.
Absolutely.
Why don't we sell that?
So I think part of the problem with construction accounting in particular with the shortage is that we don't sell it. And construction is not what I consider a destination industry for accountants. And the perception, as wrong as it may be, in my opinion, is that in accounting circles, construction's not an interesting place to be. It's not a desirable destination. And I think that has exacerbated the shortage of accountants in construction.
I have to agree with you completely. And I think it's also an opportunity we have to start talking about the transformation that's going on in the industry. The industry talks about the transformation and has been had the transformation used as a hammer over and over. Oh, you got to transform. You're going to get disrupted. You got to keep up. You got to do these things. I actually disagree with that completely. I think it's an attractant. People like new things when it comes to change and when an industry is going through another evolution, it's an opportunity to bring people from the outside in. Why not I mean, how many trade contractors are going to fabrication right now, becoming more manufacturing focused? Hey, let's go get accountants from that world that understand inventory and understand the other things you do, and then bring it over and teach them construction. I don't know. I'm looking for opportunities.
Totally agree. I think that's a great mindset, right? We've got to be open to other options, because what we've done for generations is no longer serving the industry well. So I love that open-minded approach. I think a lot of forward-thinking trade contractors are opening themselves up to some really great opportunities in, call it, extensions of the traditional trade construction model.
Yeah. And I mean, that's one way that we're going to do it, but we've seen this in others now. And, you know, we've seen it in IT and in technology itself. You're going and you're hiring technology companies. You're bringing in IT to really amplify and help you with an expertise from outside. And I would be remiss if I didn't say this drove you to do something new on your own as well, that I think is something we need to start looking at as a model in the industry. So talk a little bit about Levigo and what it is.
Absolutely. So we provide remote accountant services to contractors. What does that mean? It means we find contractors with accounting needs. We help them identify what those needs are. And then we go to the market remotely, Latin America, find accountants that meet the qualifications, put those accountants in front of the contractors for the contractors to have final say and say, yeah, I want that person on my team. We hire the accounts, we train them in construction, and we onboard them. We provide continuous training and supervision for these accountants who work as fully embedded, full-time members of the accounting teams, these construction companies. So where this really came from, Jeff, is for roughly 15 years in public accounting, I was asked one question consistently by contractors, which is, help me find a controller. Help me find an account for my team. I was rarely able to meet the request. If you think about it, you say, well, what do they need? What do they want? They want someone who has an accounting background, some formal training. They want someone who knows construction. They want someone who is available, right? Doesn't do any good if the individuals are currently employed elsewhere. They want someone who's economically viable, meaning accountants are quite expensive nowadays. We have to be sensitive about cost. And then number five, they want someone who's within reasonable commuting distance to their office. And when you look at the intersection of those asks, it reduced the pool of candidates to essentially zero. And so what I did, ironically enough, was I learned this lesson taking a hiatus from construction in the investment management world, where even in the super sexy, you talk about sexy accounting jobs, private equity, venture capital, we had a hard time attracting the right kind of accountants to come work in venture capital and private equity. I was stunned. And it wasn't just us. And what we realized is some of our investment partners in the Bay Area were starting to hire remote accountants to work for them full time. I was a little bit reticent about the idea initially, but eventually hired one of my own for my own team. And it was fantastic. Somewhere along that journey, I realized I know an industry that really needs this, and it's construction, and I'm going to do it. So we provide remote accountants to contractors. You know, the benefit is they get someone who's training construction. The economics are extremely, extremely compelling. With the nearshore model, costs are about half the base salary of someone in office. And frankly, they're someone who can perform. So it's been an interesting journey. Finally able to answer that question. Find me a controller for my company.
Yeah, we had the same problem in IT. We've had it in other areas. I mean, and we're not going to solve all our labor problems that way, because we're always going to need people that go do the jobs. But okay, let's solve some of our other problems.
Yeah.
New ways. And I love the near term option, especially because you're guiding them, you're bringing them in, you're vetting them out and solving those problems. Because you're right, I get asked the same thing all the time. And when you put all those things against you, you're not going to find anybody that does it. So this model works, although I'm going to do this one for your kids, because I'm the king of making up new things. And, you know, you're accounting as a service. So your ass, and you did want me to call you wise
you
ass.
Just became legend in my kid's mind.
You are now wise ass, wise accounting as a service. So yes. There you go.
I love it. I love it. If the shoe fits.
If the shoe fits, man, wear it and bring it, because that is the thing that I don't think people realize is the leveraging your ability to understand where you are financially allows you, just like great IT and great technology allows you to be more aggressive and be out front. The same goes if you can understand your cash flow, understand where you are as an organization financially. And also, we're in this crazy world of, I mean, I remember when I started just 10 years ago, $100 million job was like, wow.
Yeah.
People don't even think about those anymore right now. We're talking $2.5, $3 billion jobs. This, if you don't think accounting's a weapon and needs to be really up top, you're not paying attention.
So what if we connect the dots? You mentioned the 70% of contractors failing in the middle of a profitable job or when they're profitable statistic. So what if we tie that back to having good accounting? The way I would approach that problem is I'd say, okay, well, contractor, do you have a current WIP schedule? Are you preparing a monthly WIP schedule? And if so, what I do is I sit down with those contractors and say, all right, let's take that WIP and look at each individual job, take our remaining cost to complete, because we can look at that and we can know what those costs look like. Is this just a labor run out, or do we have some chunky material purchases? Do we have some chunky expenditures with respect to subs? We can map out those expenditures by job fairly easily on a job by job basis. Then we can overlay that with our expectation of billings, right? We know the cadence of billing on the jobs. We know once we bill, roughly speaking, when we're going to get paid. So we can overlay the expenditures with the billings and collections. All of a sudden, we've got a cash projection. And the better our job costing is, the more confident we can be in that cash projection. That's it. That is the answer to your 70% of contractors fail because they don't understand the cash flows and they're in the middle of a good job. That's the answer. And it boils down to good job costing. To get the job costing right, yeah, you've got to have good systems, good processes in place. But it really does depend on having a pilot in the box that can do that. And that's where the accountants come in. They need to understand accounting. They need to understand construction. And it takes some guidance and mentoring. And that's where I think our option is quite compelling to contractors, because a lot of contractors don't know what they don't know. They're not in a position to really train someone and mentor them in accounting because they don't have that experience themselves. That's where we can leverage the expertise of our team.
It's not a knock to anybody in the industry, really, because right, a lot of these groups grew from pretty small organizations up fast.
Yeah.
And scaling up at any of it, it's out of your expertise. When we see it, you're scaling up in technology and IT, it's out of your expertise.
Yeah.
When you're scaling up in accounting, as a business, accounting's out of your expertise. And it's real easy when I've got 5 people to understand cash flow. But now I'm 50 people. And for a lot of construction companies, you get from 5 to 50 in the blink of an eye, and you're going from 50 to 150, and you're quadrupling your risk without really understanding how to manage it. And it's important.
And that's where AS, accounting as a service, can really come in and serve these contractors well.
I'm going to leave it right there because we came up with a new one and you explained in a way I can understand why accounting is an important piece of the puzzle for successful contracting companies. And I want people to have an opportunity on where they can go find out more about you.
Absolutely. You can look me up on LinkedIn, Bryce Wisen, or certainly levigo.com, LEVVIGO.com. So those are the best ways to find us.
And if you want to know where he came up with Levigo, I'm going to drop a little Easter egg in here. You're going to have to go connect with him and ask. It was pretty cool. And it's going to be one I'm just going to have to go product test that myself at some point. So
Jeff, you let me know. We'll go.
I will. And we will be out there to check it out. We'll have all his links in the show notes. And I really also, we dropped this in there and I think we could both agree. Also check out the CFMA. If you're not involved, it's just cfma.org, and really send your accountants there. They're really into continued education and upskilling and just a great place for the community to come together. I know a lot of folks involved in it. I'm real big fan of it as well. And so is Bryce. So go check them out while you're out there. Don't forget to check out the Construction Progress Coalition as well, constructionprogress.org. We're all up to some new things. You may even see some whip stuff out. Thank you for tuning in today to geek out for our interview with Bryce Wizen. To read all our news stories, learn more about our guests, and to listen to the show, visit thecontentcrew.com. This is The Content Crew signing out. Until next time, enjoy the ride and geek out.